rejoice and be glad in it. Hey! And this is where I believe that you are more than enough for me. Hey! You are faithful to your promise. You are strong when I am weak. When I'm standing
count already. Tonight, Before we get started, I just want to remind you that there are items down here. I forgot to tell you on Sunday, but there's a Pray First guide down here. If this is your first time at prayer, there are 7 prayers listed in there that are throughout the Bible, whether it's the Lord's Prayer, the Prayer of Jabez, the Prayer of Blessing, the Tabernacle Prayer. They're all listed in there to help you as a guide. Also, feel free to download the app called Pray First. All of them are on digital line if you want, which is a really nice asset to have because you don't have to have your book with your notes to remember what to pray. It's all digital, but there's a place for your notes specifically in that digital place. So you might see, I know for me, my Lord's Prayer is on there specifically, and I have things under Give Us This Day, Our Daily Bread, specifically that I want to pray, and I want to make sure that I check off the list of the things that I knew I had need of. Amen? So that's the way I do it. I prefer it that way. We also have the card. Some of you may have filled this out back in August. I know mine is still in my Bible with a family member crossed off. But this is my prayers for God's promises for the people I'm believing for salvation for. And on the back, you're going to see 10 lines for you to believe for those people and just to say a prayer. These are with me all the time in my Bible. I'm encouraging you to do the same, not just in August when we do believe for outsiders to be saved and be born again, the lost, but to put a focus because we will have a night of focus here where we pray just for the lost. And then also there is a government guide down here. We've went ahead and done the homework for you that you're going to know who your state representative are. You're going to know who your senators are and put those in there. Now, your local communities, each one of you will have to do your own homework, whether that's your school boards, whether that's your mayor, your commissioner, all those types of things are things that you're going to have to look up for yourself. But we encourage you that government starts at the bottom, and we pray that right people get into the right spots that judge rightly in our communities, that we affect everything up the line, right? Things start at the bottom and work their way up. Our president didn't start at the top. There was a way down in the middle where it happened. So if we believe, if we pray and seek the Lord about those little choices, it matters. So tonight, I want to be sure and go over the order of prayer. I think this is important for those of you that maybe have never joined 21 Days of Prayer, that you identify what it is that we're doing. First of all, we do a worship song just like we did because we enter his courts with thanksgiving and we come into his courts or into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So that's what we just did. And then I'm going to come up and a pastor or someone that's on the prayer team. I know Ben and Hannah are leaders of prayer. They're over the umbrella of prayer here at the church. They're going to be a part of our day with us too, our 21 days. But we're going to share with you the word. Why? Why is that necessary? Why can't we just come and start prayer? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing what? The word of God. So when we share from scripture, when we share what people from the Bible went through, whether it be through their prayer or their dependency for tonight, where is their dependency? Who's it upon? When we do that, it sparks faith. And then we come back to the place where we begin to acknowledge and extol God. Our next worship song will be that we're remembering who he is in our situation. Why? Because it says, we come unto the Father, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. We remember who you are and what you've done for us and what your character is. We don't have faith in just this God that is somebody that we hear about being a good God. We put our faith in a God of character. He's proven throughout the ages. He stands for something. He's faithful. He's just. He's full of mercy. He's full of grace. He's full of healing. And we remember that. And then we walk into our 25 minutes of prayer. And this is where you get to pray the way you pray. You pray walking. You pray sitting. You maybe this is a distraction in here. And you want to go in the hallway where it's quiet. That's fine. The reason we have worship music on here is because we want everyone to be able to pray out loud and not have to worry about someone next to you hearing what you're praying. If you want to pray about your sister that's in the steeped up the sin in her eyeballs and you don't want everyone to know what that sin is, then you need to be able to say that without everybody hearing what's happening in your life. There should be private moments to your prayer, and you shouldn't have to worry about someone else hearing what you're doing. So we're going to make the volume a level that you can pray with passion, that you can pray with fervency. You get that opportunity. But if that's not what you like, then you can leave and go where it is that you want. And then when you hear the worship music, words come back on, you're going to know it's time to come back in. You're going to hear that video. You're going to know it distinctly different. And then we're going to come back together because we're going to join for corporate prayer. And this is a little different. We're going to do that for 8 minutes, not 10. And why is because something that's really important to only believe in prayer here at the church is being still before the Lord. And so we're going to end the last 2 minutes of every prayer session, just 2 minutes, completely silent before the Lord. And we're going to give him room to speak without us moving. Sometimes we talk too much and he can't get any word in edgewise. So we're going to give him those 2 minutes every single night. So tonight, our scripture is going to come out of Zechariah, the 4th chapter, the 6th and 7th verse. And we're reminded of our dependency upon Christ. And here's what the scripture says. It says, "This is what the Lord said to Zerubbabel. It is not by force nor by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies." Now, Zerubbabel was facing a great and difficult challenge. He was the one that was ordering up the service of the rebuilding of the temple. And I'm sure he was up to his eyeballs in every bit of problem you could imagine. He probably had a to-do list that was 15 pages long. And it was really taskful for him. But God was reminding him that he wasn't doing it on his own, that in his own strength, it wasn't possible for him to do what was being asked of him. And so the challenge for us tonight is there's something in our own life that we're trying to rebuild, that we're trying to restructure, that we're trying to manhandle into our own template of what we think it needs to look like. Is the struggle not working out the way we wanted it because we think it should look like this? What I'm going to tell you is 9 times out of 10, if you could think the way you were going to get out of the struggle, it's probably not going to happen that way. Because then you would get the glory and God would not. God's looking for our full dependence upon him. I'm reminded of King David when he prayed in Psalms. Psalms 18:2. And I read this tonight and it's beautiful. 1 and 2, it says, "I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me and my place of safety." In our life, are we looking solely to God to be that? Or are we looking for other sources and only relying on God when the other sources we look to fail? The Bible tells us to seek ye first the kingdom. Not seek ye second, not seek ye third, not seek after we've used all of our own resources up and we've tried everything that we know to try, then seek God. See, that's why we're here tonight. Because we are acknowledging that we, in our own strength, in our own power, I'm not the creator. I didn't create the oxygen I breathe. I woke up dependent that God's word would return not void, and that there would be oxygen in this world, and that the light would come up, and that tonight when it was time to go bed, that the moon would rise and I would know what the day it is. I'm solely dependent upon the creator. But am I in everything? It's a challenge to you tonight that as we pray, we're looking for places that we have not relied upon God, and that we're relying upon our own strength and our own power and our own might. And I'm reminded by some of the greatest things Paul said, that in my weakness, he is made strong. That when I'm at my weakest, when you're at your weakest, God's grace is sufficient. Let's remember that when we pray tonight. We'll be right back.
into the atmosphere. Spirit of God, you're here. You have all authority. I pray over my heart and mind. I am healed by your stripes. Your blood declares that I am free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, calling on the power of heaven. I proclaim every weapon formed against me, it must break. In the mighty name of Jesus, I draw permanent boundary line. The enemy has no rights to come near my family. No scheme could ever undo God's plans. No matter the circumstance, the cross has sealed my destiny. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus,
from the moment that I wake up, till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
never wanna leave. And I never wanna leave. And I'm never going to leave. But I'll stay right here. Stay and never
sun and deep song, holy is sing of your beauty.
I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Go into corporate prayer, and I'm going to try something different for the next few days. I'm going to give you a topic corporately every 2 minutes. So we're going to pray about this next topic for 2 minutes, and then I'm going to give you another one, and we're going to do 2 minutes, so that you're not just agreeing with me in prayer, but you're praying your own words about this subject and hoping. And I'm not going to use a mic so I don't defer anybody from praying your own prayers, and then I'm going to come back to the mic in 2 minutes and then give you our next line of point. So tonight's corporate prayer is about the Holy Spirit and His guidance. So the first one we're going to pray is, God, we need your Holy Spirit to lead us each and every day, in our workplaces, in our families, with our children, in our marriages. We need His GPS. He needs us to warn us. We need Him to lead us and Him to guide us. So that's where we're going for the first 2 minutes. Right, and that our eyes are solely put on you. Father, for the next 2 minutes, we ask you, Lord, to speak clearly to us, to reveal hidden agendas or traps of the enemy, temptation that might await us or our families. That's where we put our focus. We want to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us to solely rely and trust upon the Lord, to remove or tear down anything in our life that would exalt itself above Him. Tear it down. We want no other idol except God in our life, the Holy Spirit as our guide. Now for the last 2 minutes, the word reminds us that we are to covet the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that we are to covet these 9 gifts. These are tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy. And I'm going to use the microphone for this because I'm not sure that everyone here knows the 9 gifts. So I'm just going to help lead you. So as soon as I call them, I'm going to go in order. And first one, Father, we just thank you for the gift of tongues. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to build ourselves up on our most holy faith. Father, we thank you for the gift of tongues within the church when it's done within divine order and the purpose that you've called it and caused us to, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the gift of prophecy. For those of us, Father, who have the gift of prophecy in our lives, Father, that it would come to the forefront. Father, that it would be called out in us. Father, that it would be used in the corporate setting. Father, that it would be used to glorify you, to exhort, to edify, and to admonish the church, to build the church up, to build it up. Father, I thank you for the interpretation of tongues that come forth on a Sunday morning. Father, I thank you that there's not a word of tongues that would come forth that would not have an interpretation. Father, that the Spirit would drop these gifts on who He wills, as He wills, when He does it. Father, that we would all be available to the Holy Spirit and to His mighty work. Father, we thank you for the word of wisdom. God, not man's wisdom. Not man's wisdom, not my family's wisdom, not my friend's wisdom, but that I depend upon the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. The wisdom, this gift of wisdom. Father, thank you for words of knowledge. Words of knowledge about a situation, a piece of God's knowledge that only could be known if He revealed it. Father, I thank you that in instances where we need that word of knowledge, Father, that it would be in our lives and present, ever present. Father, we covet these gifts. Father, we covet the discerning of spirits. Father, that we would know what spirit that someone is talking out of. God, that we would be able to hear when a preacher is preaching, that we would discern whether it is the truthful spirit or the spirit of the Antichrist. Father, that we would know whether it's the spirit of peace or it's the spirit of division, whether it's a spirit of unity or a spirit of division. Father, that we would know the discerning and what spirit it came from. Father, we covet that gift. Father, we covet the gift of faith, the power gifts. The power gifts. Father, the gift of faith. Father, that it doesn't take my faith. It doesn't take the person's faith. But it is a gift of faith from heaven that will come down into a situation and change that circumstance immediately. Father, that faith is present in that moment for that miracle, for that second, to give you glory. Father, I thank you, God, for the gift of healing. The gift of healing, Father, to be present. And Father, in our lives. And Father, that when you call on us, that we're ready. Father, that there's not a grocery line. There's not a post office line. There's not a working line where we work. Father, that if the gift is dropped on us by the Holy Spirit and you ask us to move, that Father, we would be obedient. Father, for those that covet the gifts, have the responsibility to walk in obedience. Father, we want to do that for you. And God, the working of miracles. Father, we thank you for these giftings tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we take the last minute that we have. Father, for 9 gifts are a lot to covet in such a short period of time. Father, we use this minute for silence. Speak to us tonight. For your servants are ready, willing, and able. We know that you answer. concludes our evening of prayer. And in my silence, I just saw a trampoline. And every time there was a jump, it got higher and higher and higher. And God's letting us know that we're just at the beginning of 21 days of prayer. Expect to go deeper and deeper and higher into His presence. He's building something over the next 21 days in our lives. Amen. See you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.